I tried an old method that a lot of the old timers used here for cranberries, and that was hanging the berries in a cloth bag out in a dry area, in a cool dry area. When did we pick those? That was in the end of August. Yeah, probably like around the 20th of August we picked a bunch of. Well, I like to pick cranberries when they're half red and half green. They're like whitish green on the bottom and red on top. And those are real high in pectin.
Huh.
And if you mix those half green cranberries in other cranberries or with other berries, you don't have to use pectin. Whoa. It'll make the, that's what that jam is semi set up. I'm dumping half green cranberries in with those blueberries to cause it to set up like that. If you just cook half green cranberries themselves, makes a super stiff cranberry sauce. It's really, really full of pectin.
Wow.
But the older they get, as they turn fully red, then they lose that pretty much. So I freeze the green cranberries right away, because you want to stop them in that state. Mm-hmm. And then you can, the full ripe ones, we just took a regular, it was a game bag about, it was probably like a 5 gallon capacity cloth sack, like a flower type bag or something, an old flower sack. Just hung them up. We got a little roof over our freezer out there, keeps the rain off. Hung them up under there, and they kept perfect. Just like you picked them. I mean, they hung there all from the third week in August all the way till freezing. The outside ones got a little wrinkly, like they dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Just slightly, but I mean, they reconstitute real easy.
But the other ones didn't.
The other ones didn't.
Dehydrated.
You
mean inside?
No, inside, no. They
it's
were just
kinda
really
like they
nice.
Seal off or something.
Well, they're real. They're actually cranberries. You don't have to, if you make jam on them, you don't have to seal them up. You can just leave the container semi-open. They got a real. They're actually are medicinal. The cranberries, if you have like you've ingested something that's sort of semi. Pour, you know, and you get a lot of stomach ache and stuff. A lot of times I'll take and eat about 5 tablespoons of cranberry sauce. And it's like a bacterial side that they actually act as their own preservative. If you eat those things, it'll just like kill off this bacteria in your stomach, and you'll feel a lot better right away. You got a lot of stomach gas and stuff. You know. They're actually something. They're actually a medicinal thing. One of the medicinal things that I use. And they're like a real. I mean, they're real high in vitamin C. They're just really a nice berry. Real bitter. You gotta use a lot of honey or sugar with them.
I've eaten a lot.
Yeah, they're really tart. But if you, I've been out in the hills and hadn't had anything to eat for, you know, a day or so, and just, if your stomach starts feeling a little queasy-like, and so I'll eat a few of those, and it really settles your stomach down. Like, if you're in a going into a starvation state, even if you just eat a few of those, it settles your stomach down. Like if you don't have any, can't find anything to eat, then just a handful of cranberries will settle your stomach right down. So we hang them in cloth bags, and then we freeze them, and we can them in a jar.